Hello, everyone. You're here with Maureen Siddiqui
and Alexis Lenihan.
Welcome back for another episode of The Unleashed Leader, where we talk about all things leadership and how to break free from what is holding you back so you can truly become limitless.
And listen, this episode may have originally aired live to Facebook. So if you want to watch the actual video, be sure you click on the show notes in the description and you can access the link to the video on YouTube.
Today on Corner Office Chats, we're talking about taking back control of your energy. People are feeling a little lethargic, all this pandemic stuff going on. It's heavy stuff, even with the environment state of the world is right now. It has an effect on our sleep. It has an effect how we're focusing, which in turn has an effect on our energy. And it's not just the environment. It's also internal things that we're dealing with. It could be what we're consuming, not only through our mouth, but through our ears and through our eyes. All the thing will stimulate that area of energy that we want to really maintain and keep that momentum going. So that's our topic today. So Alexis, what does energy mean to you?
I would only think about the one kind of energy, that physical energy. But now for me, it means a whole host of different things. And I look at energy so differently than I did even 5 years ago. And for me, energy is not just physical, but it's emotional, it's mental. Like there's different kinds. And I think that the biggest shift for me when it comes to my energy is that I never really have or don't have energy. It's not that the energy is just either there or it's not. The idea that you can generate the energy that you're after at any given time. But when you start thinking about it that way and you're like, wow, I am in control of the energy that I'm bringing into the world. And not only in control, but you're also responsible for the energy that you're bringing into the world. For me, everything shifted. And so the days that I say, oh, I'm so tired, I didn't get a good sleep. And don't get me wrong, if you're not taking care of yourself, of course, that's going to manifest physically. So your sleep is absolutely important. But if you're getting your 7-8 hours a night, you know, if your sleep is right during the day, you have the control and you have the ability to generate any energy you choose. And when you understand that, for me, life changed.
For those of you in the workplace, when you're in those corporate meetings, is there that one meeting that you really enjoy joining where you'd be like, I'm so glad that this is reoccurring? Because I actually look forward to that meeting. Now think about what about it is there the energy that's there that has you look forward to it. And I want you to next time pay attention to that. Because I've got a couple of those meetings that I really enjoy that I will not miss. Because that's the time where we get to be real. We get to be authentic. We get to be funny. We get to pick on each other. We get to have fun. And we collaborate on creating new things in the company, whatever projects we're working on. It's a very highly productive meeting, even though we're having fun. It's just having fun, guys. So that can have a huge shift on your energy. Do a test. Wake up in the morning, come down the stairs, wherever, if you're go into your kitchen. And as your kids are coming in, be grumpy, be like, oh, it's Thursday and I don't like Thursday. And who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? I'm not going to make your own coffee, you know, whatever, just be totally a grumpy. And you'll see that it'll have an effect on everyone. They will start to react. They will start to be like, oh, I don't want to go to class or I don't want to do whatever. Then the next, very next day, it's going to sound bipolar, but the very next day, wants you to get into that kitchen, hop, skipping, excited. Hello, good morning, everyone. Let me make you some coffee. You want some pancakes? I'll give you some pancakes. You want syrup with that? Let's make syrup with that. You know, make it fun and be like, what are you guys looking forward to? And just look, like if you've got grumpy kids, I got teenage kids that are grumpy and don't want to get online, but in virtual online, if you just do that, completely changes the energy of the room, the way they go back up to their classes. The whole energy vibe will change. So when we're talking about energy, it's not just only yourself, but being responsible, what kind of energy you're bringing to people around you, the community around you.
Energy it is very contagious. We've all had that experience where maybe we were up or we were down and somebody came in and shifted our energy either in a good way or a bad way. But that's us letting that person shift the energy. And when you're not aware that you have so much control over your own energy, you're just like, oh, well, I was in a good mood and now I'm in a bad mood. And you blame that person for bringing you down. Now, I'm not saying we don't have negative emotions connected with other people's energy, but beyond a couple minutes, that's a choice for us to continue that energy, right? So yeah, your spouse could come in and be, you know, snap or be barky. And you're just like, what's really, you know, what side of the bed did you wake up on? But you can then say, okay, maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're dealing with something that I don't know yet. Okay, I'm going to let them have their space. I'm going to continue on the right side of the bed because I'm in a good mood. But what happens is they come in, they bark. You're like, well, what's your problem? Nothing. What's your, and it starts this argument or just this negative vibe between the two of you that sometimes can go all day, sometimes bleed into the next day. Now you're fighting and you don't even know what you're fighting about. You know, like I'm guilty of this too. So I'm not, this is not coming from a place of judgment. I remember we first moved here, like we were having kitchen renovations. I was so annoyed by, like, if anybody's lived through a reno, like I had a baby, a newborn, he was 3 months old and a toddler going through a kitchen reno. I don't know what happened. I was in a bad mood. My husband came in, he said something, I got annoyed. We didn't talk for 3 days. And I remember saying to my neighbor, I was like, I don't know, we're fighting. And she's like, what about? And I'm like, I don't know, he's just a jerk. Like, and I couldn't even give you a reason. It was because that energy was off. I was trying to be in a good mood. I felt like he was kiboshing my good mood, but then it went on for 3 days and we're both stubborn people. So it went on and was like, he's not talking. So we were, you know, you're talking through the kids, tell your father dinner's ready. Like, and it went on and I was like, and finally I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't even know why I'm mad. It was 1 minute. Like, I could have just let it pass. I chose not to, you know? So, but we learn from this. And when you know that you can shift the energy, sometimes you have to remove yourself from the situation. Sometimes you have to take a deep breath. Sometimes you have to apologize. Sometimes you have to be forgiving. Like, I don't know what it is that is shifting your energy in a bad way, but you've got to figure out what you need to do to get your energy back on course and understand that nobody can suck your energy away, just like nobody can give it to you.
Get really clear what the energy you want to bring. Whether it's at home, with your relationships, with your children, or even in your workplace. So let's talk about all your senses, okay? What is it that you're consuming in your senses? If you're listening or seeing a lot of things that are disturbing to you, maybe causing you some anxiety, pay attention to that. I was on Clubhouse speaking about a past trauma that I'd gone through, and I was sharing it because I wanted to share the mental health stigma that we have and the effects that it has on the people. That when I started to talk and go back into that mode, I actually had to divert myself because I felt the energy shift in me and I started to tremble because it took me back to that. So being very conscious and aware, when you get really in tuned with your intentions, how you're speaking, what's going on, and very in tuned with how your body is reacting, that's when you can shift your energy. I actually stopped. And I started look for another thing to talk about that I could still talk about, but didn't have to take it too personal on my end.
Yeah,
because I have to be conscious and aware of what type of energy that I'm bringing and how it's going to affect me afterwards. But I actually just noticed that's not really something I want to revisit. And I've already visited it. And it's not, I don't have to keep going back there in order to make effects on the world. Whatever it is that I want to talk about with health and wellness and stigma about mental illness and all that. But just being really aware, when you start to get really in tune with your body, you can start feeling what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
I always say clarity when we're talking about the high performance habits. Clarity is the foundation. Clarity is so important. But right after that, you could be so clear in your goals, but if you don't have the energy to execute, then they're just going to be just these lofty dreams that you never make any progress on. So energy is such an important conversation to have and figure out what pumps you up, both physically, mentally, or emotionally. I really limit the amount of social media time I have every day. I'm very conscious about what I watch. People will say, oh, you got to see this documentary and oh my gosh. And all, but I get affected by that. So I'm very, very intentional with how I spend my time consuming, because I've learned I can get sucked down that rabbit hole. And then I could be out for like days where I'm just like in my own head. So really being aware. And so I want to share something. I share this all the time. How do you go from one activity to the other and like reset your energy, recharge your energy, or make sure that you have the right energy going in? But it's mastering those transitions. So this is something that I do all day, every day, like between tasks. And it's really, really simple. It's really quick and it's super effective at shifting your energy. And so what it is when I go from one activity to another, I take about 5 minutes and I close my eyes. I take a few deep breaths. Sometimes I repeat the word release. You can learn this. I close my eyes. I repeat release until I can kind of, I concentrate on my physical body, because if I know if my neck is tight or if I'm tight in my body, it makes me feel not great. So I release all the major muscles kind of thing in my body. I don't know, a minute max. And then I think about what's the next activity I'm doing and what energy do I want to bring into it? So I did this just before Maureen and I jumped on this podcast or on this corner office chat. And I said, okay, it's about energy. Like I want to be energetic. Mm-hmm. So I closed my eyes. Literally, I only had a minute to do it. So I closed my eyes. I quickly brought myself down and brought myself to center. And I'm like, what energy do I want? I want to be excited. I want to show that we can create our own energy. And I literally did that for maybe a minute. So like 2 minutes total. So if you're going between emailing and now you got to jump on a Zoom call, and then that Zoom call was, and now you got to leave the office and go check on your kids homeschooling, which is not pleasant. If you carry the frustration from the Zoom meeting, now your kid who's like, mom, where's the home screen? Like, you know, and then you're going to bring all of that frustration into that conversation. And I don't want to do that. If I take a negative energy from one activity, carry it into the next, that's going to be magnified on him. And that's not fair. So before I leave this office, I'm in here, door shut. Everyone knows mommy's working. I will do this 2 or 3 minute meditation release. And then I'm going to go out there. And I actually, Leah, what am I going to do?
So what are we learning today? We're learning that being intentional with what energy you want to bring, what energy you want to take in, really being in tune with your body, knowing what your six senses, all your six senses and what effect it has on your body and your energy. Once you get in tune with that, then just try it. Try what Alexis gave, an excellent tip. All of us high performers are trained on this. It's something that we use between every transition, whether we're walking into one room to another room or one meeting to another meeting, Zoom to Zoom, whatever it is, we are always utilizing that. And that's why you see us show up the way we show up. So give it a try. Even when you're having a really bad day, put a time limit. Put a time limit that I'm going to really like, this day is going to suck for me for the rest of the day, but tomorrow I'm going to be on my A game. And when you do that and say it out loud, your brain actually registers that and some shift happens. All right. Thank you so much, Alexis.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the episode of The Unleashed Leader with your hosts and high performance coaches, Maureen and Alexis.
If you enjoyed this episode and found some inspiration, motivation, or had a great aha moment, then please share it, like it, or review it. And if you have a great comment or a burning question, we would love to hear how we can help. Don't forget to check out our webpage at goalsetcoach.com and find Goal Set Coach on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And to make it easy to find us, you can text GSC to 404-737-3299, and you will get all the links sent to your phone directly. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you at the next episode. Bye now.